Caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati has reaffirmed Lebanon's commitment to Resolution 1701, calling on the UN peacekeepers to stop increasing Israeli violations along the blue line separating Lebanon and Israel. Mikati made his comments following a meeting with UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Joanna Reneka, and a delegation led by UNIFIL Commander General Aroldo Lazaro, in the wake of the latest escalation on the volatile border on Thursday, July 6. Mikati claimed that Israel has committed no less than 18 violations of the Blue Line in recent weeks, resulting in an alarming escalation of tensions. During the meeting, attended by Foreign Minister Abdullah Bou Habib, Lazaro stressed the necessity to maintain stability along the Blue Line in accordance with UN Resolution 1701. On its part, the Foreign Ministry denounced Israel's bombardment of Lebanese territory, which it said is a flagrant violation of Resolution 1701 and an assault on Lebanese sovereignty. It issued a communique that called upon the United Nations and the international community to put pressure to bear on Israel to stop its increasing violations of Lebanese land, airspace, and territorial waters. The ministry underlined the timing of Israel's recurring breaches, which coincided with the upcoming renewal of UNIFIL's mandate in South Lebanon by the UN Security Council at the end of August. It also accused Israel of seeking to incite conflict and disturb the peace. The Israeli army fired a missile on Lebanon Thursday morning, following reports that two rockets launched from Lebanese territory near the areas of Batera and Kfar Chuba have exploded at the border fence with Israel. After initially denying allegations that a mortar had been fired from South Lebanon, the Israeli army later declared that a rocket had landed near its border region. Earlier, UNIFIL said it was unable to confirm the origin of the explosions heard on the Lebanese-Israeli border, and that the investigation is ongoing. UNIFIL also stated that talks were underway with the Lebanese and Israeli sides to avoid any escalation. Hezbollah did not comment directly on the reports of the fire exchange. However, the Iran-backed party released a statement asserting that dangerous measures were being taken by Israeli forces in the northern part of Gajar, which Lebanon deems as part of its territory. Lebanese troops were later deployed in Kfar Chuba to search for possible rocket-launching platforms. The risk of a conflict with Israel is the last thing that Lebanon would sustain amid its choking economic and financial crisis, especially at the beginning of a summer season which is expected to bring in much-needed revenues in foreign currency from Lebanese expatriates and foreign tourists. The rising border tensions, nonetheless, triggered concerns that Lebanon could be dragged into a misadventure similar to the 2006 war which erupted on July 12 following Hezbollah's kidnapping of two Israeli soldiers.